Frosty the Snowman. It's winter time. Snow is falling, and it is very cold. This is the house of the Collins family. Cindy and Tom, 10 and 11 years old, are talking to their mother. Mum, can we go outside and play in the snow? Asks Tom. Oh yes, Mum, please, says Cindy. Okay, answers her mum. But take your warm anoraks, and here are your gloves. The snow is nice, and the children begin to build a big snowman. On the snowman's head, they put Daddy's old hat and a carrot for his nose. The children are happy. I'll give him my scarf, says Tom. Let's call him Frosty, says Cindy. It's 7 o'clock. It's dark, but you can see the moon. Cindy and Tom's father comes home. Frosty is not happy. I'm so alone. I want to have friends, he thinks. I want to go shopping in town. The next day, when the children go to school, Frosty leaves the garden and starts walking to town. Frosty walks and walks. Pooh, what a long way. There is the shopping center. Frosty is happy. He goes in. All the people look at him. He looks at all the wonderful toys and games, and he can hear nice music.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
But suddenly Frosty feels bad. It's so hot here in the shopping center. And, oh no, he is melting. I want to go back home to my cool garden, thinks Frosty. And he runs out of the shopping center very quickly. Back in the garden, he waits for the children. School is over, and Cindy and Tom come home. Hello, Frosty, they say. How are you? Oh, no, cries Cindy. What's wrong with you, Frosty? You are so small, and your hat is too big. The children start putting snow on Frosty. I'll never do that again. I'm happy in my garden and I'll stay here, thinks Frosty. Thank you, children. You are my best friends.